This is Dorothy Seckler interviewing Tony Beavers in Provincetown on September 1st, 1965. Tony, I think the best thing, as we were discussing it a moment ago, is just to go ahead and discuss, first of all, a little bit about your early years, where you were born, what your childhood was like, how you became an artist.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was born in England, 1926, and grew up there, mostly in the country, and came over to America in 1940, when the Blitz was on.
And how old were you then?
14.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at the time I wasn't painting, wasn't really involved with painting, but now I realize that many of the things that happened to me as a child in England led me to be a painter.
What kind of things were they?
Well, I guess first was a few sort of Wordsworthian experiences, you know. Like, as a very small child coming out in the country, and like, they have this thing in England, sort of frost, that just covers everything with this sort of shimmering, crystalline kind of light, and it's very sort of ecstatic, and you don't get over here very often. Cause in England we have this very heavy sort of this precipitation, this heavy dew, and then it freezes.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's covered with sort of with this frost. And I remember very vividly as a small child going out and seeing a spider web, and all the little shrubs and weeds and so on covered with this frost, and it was very impressive. And it's happened to me several times, you know, this sort of rapture with nature.
Tony, what kind of a family did you have?
Well, my father's director of the London Zoo.
Oh,
I grew up in a zoo, kind of,
mm.
in Bedfordshire, Whipsnade Zoo, and I used to go to school in London, a progressive school in Hampstead.
When you were a young child?
Yeah, up till I was 14, from 8 to 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was always...
Did you have a large family, or any other brothers and sisters?
No, it was my sister myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had older half-brothers and sisters, but
mm-hmm.
I was very interested in birds and radios. I used to make radios.
Mm-hmm.
And but actually, I think looking back, and what I was really involved with the radios was making them.
Mm-hmm.
So like sculpture and drawing the circuit diagrams.
Yes.
That's when I was drawing circuit diagrams.
Uh-huh.
Although I didn't do much artwork in school. What little I did was I was very, you know, involved with this, I think, plus the sort of sort of experience you have feeling nature, and it's sort of like having an instantaneous reaction, like not just like Wordsworth, you know, this
mm-hmm.
The internet poem, you know, when I was a child, you know, that I felt very, very much that. I think it's very true of the English experience, but England is too much of a poet's country for a painter, I think. The landscape is too worked over.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember coming over here and feeling immediately very much rapport with the countryside.
You did?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
very instantly, yeah. Because it's so much more open, so unformed, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I was very excited by it. And the first summer I spent here was very hot and sultry in Connecticut. And I felt a very, very distinct rapport and identification with this sort of lush.
You didn't feel homesickness for the...
No,
the
I felt I was here at the
minute. Park-like
thing. As soon as I got here, I felt at home.
That's marvelous. Mm-hmm.
And,
Before we leave England, however, when you were young and, you know, seeing things in nature, nevertheless, we often see in nature things that we have also seen in art. What kind of pictures would you have seen? Or, I mean, not only, I'm not talking just about pictures in museums, but, you know, things that you might have seen in publications or so on. What kind of imagery?
Well, we always had pictures around the house. We had a very good reproduction of Vermeer's head of a young woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing around her
beautiful,
head.
Beautiful, yes.
And my father had a few paintings by John Nash's brother, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Or brother. The other way around, anyway.
It's Paul's brother.
Paul's brother, John, yeah, right. And, you know, we were sort of involved, and they always had paintings around the house. And I remember once, I think about 10 years old, hearing about Van Gogh, and terribly impressed.